Good evening, everybody. So today I have on as a special guest Joseph Maguire. Joseph studies face. He is a face reader and he studies an ancient Chinese technique called Miangshung. That's the best way I can pronounce it. Joseph, how do we pronounce it?
It's something like Miangshung. Like my partner is Chinese, and if I pronounce it, she looks at me and says, "What's that?"
We can never get it just like them. Okay, well, you're very welcome on the show. Thank you so much. It's great to
Thank
see
you.
you after all these years.
Yep.
Okay, so Joseph, tell us a bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you ended up learning this technique. What was the sudden interest?
Right. Well, it wasn't a sudden interest. I am a dub, as you can probably tell from the accent. I grew up in Merino on the north side of Dublin. I'm currently living in Ranelagh, so I describe that as bringing culture to the south side, my missionary work. But I intuitively could read people as a kid. I just intuitively knew stuff about people, and so many things that were obvious to me, I assumed they were so because they were so obvious to me, I assumed they were obvious to everybody else. But it was only as I was growing up, particularly as a teenager, I realized, uh-oh, this is different. This is different. But then I left Ireland, went to Israel for a time, then moved to London. And when I moved to London, I started to study and I started to train as a shiatsu practitioner. And shiatsu is a branch of Oriental medicine. And as part of the training, I was introduced to facial diagnosis. And facial diagnosis is one of the cornerstones of diagnostic techniques in traditional Chinese medicine. But the Chinese perspective was always that the mind and the body are inseparably connected. So when they talk about the heart or the liver or the kidneys, they always talk about them in the context of what emotion is related to that organ or what mental state is associated with the organ. So I was much more fascinated by that, the personality and the character and the behavior style as revealed in the facial features. So I was just like, when I was introduced to it, was just like light bulbs flashing everywhere because a lot of stuff just made so much sense to me. And then I lived in London, studied in London for like 4.5 years. I was working with one of my teachers who had a health food store. So as soon as somebody would come into the store, he'd ask, okay, what's his condition? What's her condition? So I was just totally immersed in reading faces and reading people. And like it was just like second nature to me. It was like I was home. And now I've been teaching it for like almost 40 years.
How do you teach it online, or is there somewhere that people go in Dublin to meet you?
I probably haven't been teaching it so much in recent times. And when I have done over the last couple of years, it's all been online, but it's usually been for specific groups or specific companies. So I will do more of my own private courses open to anybody and everybody, but they're not on the menu at the moment.
How long does, I mean, it sounds very, very, I think everybody would love to know how to read people. I feel like you'd be a step ahead of everyone, you know, but how long do you think it would take for somebody to do a course and to be able to read faces as well as you?
Oh, well, I'm always learning and I'm always growing and there's always something new. So reading faces is, and because I've been so immersed in it for so long, I don't think I could teach it to the level that I do it. But in terms of giving people the basics that they can take away and use like pretty much immediately, I've tended to do short courses, sort of 6 weeks or maybe a couple of blocks of 6 weeks, because I like to give people the basics. And make it very accessible, very practical for people, and keep it simple, and give people specific things that they can go where they go, a supermarket, a coffee shop, or wherever, and they start looking at a particular set of features. And once you start actually paying attention, you realize how much of this stuff is actually intuitive. It's actually embedded in us. It's hardwired into us to read to do this stuff. We just have lost it because we got so locked in our heads. And nowadays, people are so caught up in these little black items, or well, they could be a different color that we hold in our hands and little screens we stare at all day. And we're even less and less in touch.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And do you find when you meet people, it could be anyone at an event or in work or even a future partner, but do you find when you meet people that immediately you could be maybe perhaps withdrawing for them because you can see something that somebody else can't. And maybe your friend or partner might say to you, well, you're being rude to this person, but you're understanding something on a different level. So do you get that a lot?
Yeah, it's more, I get that more from other people approaching me and asking me for advice, where I've had a lot of both friends and clients, like I've had a lot of female friends, for example, over the years, where they've told me about bad experiences they've had with guys. And I'll ask them to show me a photo of the guy. And I'll look at it and say, but how could you not see it in the guy's face? And then I get, you know, the business world, then I get people, they're approached by somebody with what appears to be a really good deal, but they're just not sure. So they'll send me a photo or maybe a short video of the person, and I'll go through it with them to say, look, this tells you this is a red flag. And so if I meet somebody where I'm not comfortable, I'll move away. Sometimes I'll do it diplomatically, and sometimes I just go.
Yeah, you'll understand. Yeah, I suppose, and everybody has to respect everyone in life. So if you're feeling that, then it's ultimately your choice, you know. And if people know that you can read these faces, then they must respect. But that's really interesting. That's I like that. I could hire you, you know. You could work in the future. That's brilliant. I understand that you've done a book as well. When did you write your book, Joseph?
The book came out. I self-published the book in late 2018, and I designed it. It's a small book. I designed it to be a short practical information primer for people. So it's called Face Facts, and it goes to like six sets. It goes to the basic face shape, and there's eight basic face shapes recognized in the Chinese system. And then it goes to like six forehead shapes and sizes, six sort of sets of eyebrows, six sets of eyes kind of thing. And what they mean in terms of, if you meet somebody with this eye shape, eye size, what it means in terms of the personality and how to connect with them, how to communicate with them. Because for me, this is really all about communication. It's all about helping with relationship, whether it's in our personal lives or professional lives. And so often what happens in right across the board is, because we operate from our default setting, we speak from there and we assume that what we're saying is understood by the person we're speaking to. And it's very often not the case. So I'm helping people build those bridges, so you communicate the way the person in front of you needs to be communicated with.
That's good. So anyone that wants to buy this book, is it on Amazon, or you can
get it on Kindle, or you can get the signed hard copy directly from me from my website.
Okay, and what's your website, just for the listeners?
The website is clearsightcommunications.com, and that's CLEARSIGHT communications. So it's all one word, .com.
I think I'm going to purchase the book as well, because if it's going to help me to read people in the future and a good base to start with, I have it here written down. Are there many people in Ireland that are doing this as well?
The only ones that I know of doing it are doing it purely in the context of traditional Chinese medicine, where I'm doing it for the general public as well as people in business.
I remember years ago you were doing, I remember bumping into you at a business event and you were reading my face. And at the time I didn't know what you were actually doing, but I was like, who is this guy? He's just up to getting me to a tea. And then afterwards I found out, and I think months later I was at your show. I think there was one in, oh my gosh, it was somewhere in Dublin, and I couldn't believe it was the same person. Yeah, I remember.
That's showbiz. That.
How accurate is this? I mean, I understand that you've found this is like your calling. So you've found your life purpose, really, because this technique has just proven what you already knew anyway. You had this, you know, and this is something that you resonate with. But for somebody like a novice person going in and not understanding how to read people to the level that you can, is there a good success rate? Could I just go in and do a course and start to read people in the same way?
If you're going to do a short course, you need to practice, 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 practice. Mm-hmm. And if you do, like, I don't have a course lined up at the moment, but when I do starts running them again. If you do a short course with me, I will give you very practical tools to work with, very practical tips. And again, I will emphasize the importance of practice, practice, practice. And like, it never stops for me. There's always something new in a face.
Yeah, every day is a school day. Do you think that you'd ever go back traveling now to learn more, or are you quite happy in Ireland to do what you're doing and learning whatever online or?
Oh,
I intend
to leave Ireland again. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not attached to any country. I mean, I've lived in Israel, I've lived in the UK, I've lived in Germany. I'm slowly learning Italian. I would like to live in Italy. Like I said, my partner's Chinese. She would like to spend part of the year there. And there's so many places I haven't seen yet. So I wherever I happen to be, I never consider myself a tourist. That's where I happen to be. That's where I am. So as far as I'm concerned, I belong wherever I am.
You often find when people, particularly in partnerships, you know, if somebody was studying psychology and they had an argument with their partner, they may turn around at some point. Oh, you've got bipolar, or you've got this, or you're this. And they hit you with the book. Do you ever find yourself doing that in your own personal life because you're reading this face? And no, it doesn't ever.
No. I learned that a long time ago. I was visiting my parents. This is going back in the 80s when I was studying in London. I was living in London, studying there, and I'm visiting my parents at the time. And I was learning it primarily as a diagnostic tool. And I saw a heart condition on my father's face. And it was before it had been diagnosed, because he later did have heart attack, heart surgery, died of heart failure after a triple bypass. So I was naive enough and, quite frankly, stupid enough that I said something, and it caused ripples in the family, and it's just a horrible place to be. So I don't go there with family and friends.
Yeah, that's true. They do say that, particularly with family. They don't mean to, but sometimes they're your worst critics as well. I was just going to ask that as well. You know, when you were growing up and you were studying Chinese medicine or Chinese technique, a lot of people wouldn't really believe in that. They don't believe in yoga back then. They didn't believe in Reiki. There's so many things that they didn't believe in. And, you know, did they ever try to tell you to come away from it and that it wasn't a proper job and you can't make money from it?
No, and if they had, I wouldn't have listened anyway. I mean, my mother, when I left Ireland, I was going off to spend time in a kibbutz in Israel. So there was no defined future. But as far as she would have preferred, if I'd stayed here and become a guard, which was never a possibility for me. But when I was studying in London, I was part of a pretty large community of people who were all engaged around the same kind of activities. So like, you were pretty much cocooned. So I wasn't in a space where people were going to be criticizing anyway.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's good because, I mean, everybody needs to express their artistic self. I know when I was growing up and I said I wanted to be a singer and a rock star and everything, it's immediately dismissed, you know.
Yeah.
That's just the way Ireland was back then. What are the things you find when you're doing this? I mean, have you ever had a client come in that's asking you and paying for advice, and then when they receive this advice that they don't really like what they're hearing and perhaps get a little bit angry or mad? Or
no, but I've learned to be diplomatic.
Yeah.
I've learned, because like, if I'm good at what I'm doing, then I should be able to gauge the message. Like, some people you just need to be very to the point and very direct, and some people you need to be very softly. So I have to gauge that very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're telling people something that's very uncomfortable, but you have to do it in the right way for them. It has to be so respectful and empathetic towards them, at the same time being very real.
Yeah, well, if you see something and it's your job to say it. It's the same when we're doing bioenergy. Sometimes we get things in that we don't particularly like and don't want to say, but we might just say, well, look, you might just go and get your throat chakra looked at, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's just advice. I know if people are doing mediumships, they're not allowed to say if somebody's going to pass or if there's something health wise or something like that. It's a difficult one. But I think, are you allowed to do that with your job? Are you allowed to say to someone that if you feel that there's a health issue, that you know, to get it looked at?
Well, I'm no longer working as a therapist, so I don't have the like I don't have the professional indemnity insurance that I would have had then. But what I'd be inclined to do if I see a health issue would be to ask. Like some people, you can be really just real and upfront, and some people you need to be much more sort of rouses about it. So, if I do see something of concern, I feel obligated to say it, but. What I might suggest, I might ask, have you had any health concerns yourself recently? How have you been feeling? And I'd just be, I might just suggest it that you have a look, have a chat with your healthcare practitioner, or maybe have you ever thought of having acupuncture, whatever it might be, depending on the nature of the problem, and make a suggestion like that. So it'll depend on the personality, how I phrase it.
Yeah, no, that's understandable, and I'm sure anyone that's doing that can appreciate that. I think where can you take, how big can we take this face reading? Could you go in if somebody was, on a murder trial, or they wanted anybody, have you ever been asked with investigations and stuff to help look at people's faces? That's always something that's
I've
interesting.
deliberately steered away from it. When I was a therapist, I had a lot of clients who were lawyers, solicitors, prison officers, guards, detectives, probation officers, even some ex-prisoners. And overall, the energy was just too heavy for me. I thought, no, I don't ever want to go there. So it has been suggested to me that I work with the police or the court systems or whatever. I just said, no, thanks.
Yeah, you have to protect yourself and your own energy. And
Yeah.
particularly, you're obviously very sensitive around other people and you're taking in their energies as well. And that's a gift, Have you ever went to any other kind of Chinese medicines or done some Reiki or, yeah?
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff because when I was a therapist, I trained in three different modalities. I was a shiatsu practitioner, craniosacral therapist, homeopath, and a lot of my friends were also therapists. So we did a lot of exchanges, and I picked up a lot of techniques from them. And you develop your own mix, your own blend that becomes yours, no matter what you call it. So I probably explored most therapies out there, but in terms of receiving stuff, my preference is acupuncture. It's the one that's always worked so well for me.
Yeah, I was just talking to a lady tonight on my shoot, and I was saying that I knew somebody years ago with arthritis, and he couldn't make it to the hospital for whatever. It was an evening time where I came back, and he was crippled, really, really sore, couldn't even straighten his back. And we went for one session of the acupuncture, and his back immediately went back straight. He didn't have to go to the doctor, and he was just so grateful for this acupuncture. In fact, my friend bought me little acupuncture points. I don't know what they're called. They're little pins that stick into
Oh,
your ear to help with
yeah.
your hormones. Have you heard of them? And
Oh, yeah.
this month I haven't been that moany, so maybe they're working.
Well, there is a whole style of acupuncture that just works on the ear, because the ear represents our embryo,
Oh.
and it also represents the kidney. So there's a lot of depth. Like when I'm reading a face, obviously the ears are not on the face, but the ears tell you a lot of information as well about the person and about their grandparents.
Oh my
So
gosh, wow.
absolutely.
Joseph, I want my own reading. I want, how long? I know you years now. I want my reading on my face. I've got my Roman nose. You did give me one years ago. We were just getting coffee together at an event. But yeah, I have my little Roman nose and my little small earring or my ears. Well, that's brilliant. So, Joseph, if the listeners at home wanted to have a session with you, do you do online sessions? If somebody just
I
wanted,
do.
and send in pictures, you do this type of thing. And the best website is obviously the website that you gave. Is there a social media account that they can contact you on as well?
Yeah, I am on Facebook, and I'm more active on LinkedIn, but you will find me on Facebook. And I would actually like to make a special offer to your listeners.
Oh, wow.
For the first 10 people who contact me referring to the podcast, I'm happy to do a 1 hour recorded face reading, and that can be either for them, or they can do it in terms of a relationship by sending me, a good facial photo of their partner or somebody they're thinking about. And so that's a 1 hour recorded session for 75, which is actually less than half price.
Wow. And I've got a lot of listeners. I'm over in the UK, but that's 75 euros. Is that correct?
75 euro, and but it's only to the first 10.
For the first 10. And what does it usually cost?
It depends on who I'm working with, quite frankly. There are some Americans who are paying a significant multiple of that.
This depends on the job, really, what you have to do.
It depends on the job, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, I'm going to put that in. I'll add your link as well to this when we're finished. This will be turned to audio, but I'm going to stop recording now. And I just want to thank you for your time. And it's really been good to see you and talk to you again.
Oh, thank you so much. Absolute pleasure as always.
Thank you, Joseph.